USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden does not support House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler's push to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Someone else not a fan of adding four justices to the Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
The left wants a sword dangling over the justices when they weigh the facts in every case. As the Democratic leader threatened just 2 years ago, Democrats want the justices to know that they will, quote, pay the price, end quote, for rulings that Democrats don't like.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is recovering from surgery after getting a pacemaker. Pence's office announcing a pacemaker was implanted after he started experiencing a slow heart rate. The 61-year-old Pence expected to make a full recovery. The Dow gaining 305 points to close at 3435. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Gila Bend, Arizona is 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gila Bend Mayor Chris Riggs says cartels have been taking full advantage of Biden's border policies, saying they're running a lot of drugs through his area right now. Riggs also telling Fox News that Border Patrol is dropping off illegal immigrants in his town.
I've never had drops here before, never during the Trump administration, never even during the Obama-Biden administration. I never had drops here. Now I'm seeing Border Patrol bring people here and just drop them off. It's 30 miles to the next town over open desert. You're going to walk people across that desert at 120 degrees, you're going to find a lot of bodies. I don't want to play politics, but this is a crisis, pure and simple.
Retail sales jumped 9.8% in March from the prior month as stimulus money, vaccinations, and reopening spurred a burst in shopping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention.
Reaction continuing to come in after an announcement on Wednesday was made by President Biden.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse. But I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.